There has been for quite some time a demand that we should concentrate on the Life Divine, the magnum opus of Sri Aurobindo, and if you want to take it up, it has to be taken up with great care and resolution. It has to be done in a very systematic manner and with a long-range idea that it is to be a program of considerable time. Should not expect it to finish once you start it in a few lectures or talks. It is not to be studied again in a manner which would only give a superficial acquaintance. I have very often felt that Auroville should be a nursery of talents, capacities, and powers of communication, whereby works of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother could be studied in their amplitude, in their fullness, and there should be a continuous stream, so that teachers, students study all these works in a cooperative, in a collaborative manner. Now the work like the Life Divine is a very difficult work. Some of the best experts in the world have come to the conclusion after reading a few chapters that the book is very difficult. Many of the people who are qualified to study it have not gone through it thoroughly. There are ideas which are incomprehensible. Even the scheme of the book is not easily seizable. On the other hand, there are a good number of scholars in the world who have studied this Life Divine quite thoroughly well, and they have proclaimed that this work is a great synthesis of the East and the West. Intellectually, it has been rated so high that hardly any other work is comparable to it. Mother herself has said in the agenda that the Life Divine and the synthesis of yoga are intellectually perfect. And this word perfect is really perfect. If you examine the Life Divine from the technical point of view, from the point of view of the arrangement of ideas, arrangement of data, physical and psychological, and the method of exposition, you can say that it is truly perfect. Those who have made a study of philosophy particularly which involves technicalities of philosophical understanding, philosophical exposition, philosophical argumentation. They are bound to conclude that this work, by applying all canons of criticism, is perfect. Mother herself at one time said that to study the Life Divine, you require 10 years of preparation. And this will give us a measure as to what kind of time we should devote to this great work. And why should you not? 10 years is, compared to the amount of knowledge which is contained here, is a very short period. At least there should be a few people in Auroville who should take it up in that light, to be ready to study it for 10 years. And I have assurance, at least from a few of people in Auroville, that they are prepared. And that gives me a very great enthusiasm, and I feel that it is an effort worth making. So I thought that to begin this series of workshops, I have called not a workshop but a series of workshops, because this is what I intend to have. If you really want to study, it should be done in the atmosphere of a workshop, in a serious, dedicated attitude, putting into it all the work that it demands. There are some people who are reading with me Life Divine, and they are giving daily 7 to 8 hours of study, apart from 1 or 2 hours with me periodically, but they give 7 to 8 hours daily. And this is the level at which I would like, by some students at least in Auroville, to take it up. It is fact that most of you are very busy with a number of activities, and it may not be possible to give that much time. But still, one can give a great deal of time. So we shall see later on, as we proceed further, as to how this program can be developed. In the first place, I would like to raise a question. What is the relevance of the study of the Life Divine in Auroville? Now, one easy answer is what I already given, that Auroville is supposed to be a place where the vision of Sri Aurobindo is attempted to be given a concrete shape. Since the Life Divine is one of the major works of Sri Aurobindo, it would naturally follow that a good knowledge of this major work is widespread in Auroville. This would be one answer to this question. But there is another question which is connected with this important point, and it arises from the fact that Life Divine is fundamentally a philosophical work. And there is, in the program of Auroville, a very important statement of the Mother, that we are here to do research through experience of the Supreme Truth. This is our program. Now, this word experience is very important. The word Supreme Truth is very important. And both these terms have to be viewed against the background that fundamentally Life Divine is a philosophical work. Now, when we say it is a philosophical work, we need to understand that essentially it is an intellectual work. And many people might legitimately argue that intellectual approach does not necessarily go well with the experiential approach. Intellect is a process of abstraction. Intellectual thinking takes you to the realm of abstractions, takes you away from the concreteness, takes you to the realm of ideas and the realm of words, taking you away from substance and possession, penetration of the substance. And experience means penetration and possession. Therefore, a serious question can arise and must arise, and we should raise this question at the very outset, as to why we should undertake such an exercise which will involve an intellectual process of abstraction. Would it not hurt the basic program of Auroville, which is experiential in character? Now the answer is neither yes nor no. The first answer is that those who are already experiential, those who have already developed the capacities of experience, capacities of perception of the inner truth, and who feel that they are already moving in that direction, for them this study may not be altogether necessary. I say altogether. It may be necessary even for them, but it can be dispensed with.